Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And we welcome you to an anniversary broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Join us as we sing and pray and read from His Word, as we have a time of celebration for His help down through these years. Sing with us if you will. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we greet you in Jesus' name and thank you for worshiping with us. We want to start out today saying thank you for praying for us and helping us through these years with the power of Pentecost. It was the first Sunday of August of 2005 at 7:30 on a Sunday morning here on a local station. We began this ministry of the power of Pentecost, and we had no idea how far it would take us and how long we would be here. But the Lord has blessed us down through the years, and it's mainly been because you have prayed for us, and many of you have helped us financially and encouraged us along the way. So we trust that today's broadcast and all this week that we have celebrated, we want to be a special blessing to you today. So, and I'll give you some contact information toward the end of the service, so be ready to take it down if you will. Going to Psalms 23, verse 5 and 6 for the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Verses from the 23rd Psalm. I'm glad I could quote that chapter. It is a consolation to our hearts. All right, from the Holiness Hymns, we're going to page 110. Sister Linda has selected "The Son Hath Made Me Free." I was once in Egypt's bondage, but deliverance came to me, and I'm living now in Canaan, for the Son hath made me free. I am dwelling now in Canaan. Jesus' blood avails for me. I am free from condemnation, for the Son hath made me free. I was once a slave to Satan, and he worked His will in me, but I'm bound by sin no longer, for the Son hath made me free. Well, I am dwelling now in Cana, Jesus' blood avails for me. Well, I am free from condemnation, for the Son hath made me free. Ere I entered into Cana, inbred sin remained in me. blood for me.
I found the cleansing
for the sun that made me free. All my fears, all condemnation, all that stood twixt God and me. Praise His name, are left behind me, for the sun had made me free. I am dwelling now in Cana. Jesus' blood avails for me. I am free from condemnation, for the Son had made me free. Hallelujah. Well, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Out of these many hundred broadcasts we've had through the years, we've never had one broadcast without a prayer time. We had prayer time on the very first one, and we had prayer time on the one that you heard yesterday. And we're going to continue with prayer. There's no greater thing we can do than to talk to our Heavenly Father and have communion with Him. And the precious promise today before we pray comes to us from Habakkuk 3:39. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. I'm going to pray today that the Lord will bless you, and I want you to attend the next service at your church. And if you're an unchurched individual, why don't you begin looking now for a good local church to attend, a good church where they base the Word of God out of the Bible, and where their doctrine comes from the Word of God. Their songs are spiritual. Their sermons are scriptural. Their worship is meaningful and submission and pleasing to God. We just want to pray that the Lord will help you to find the place you need to go, and I want you to be on the lookout for it. But let's pray for our services that we're going to attend the next time. Father, we thank you today because you're the God of our strength. And Lord, we're just thankful today that you can make our feet like hinds' feet, and you can also make us to walk upon high places. We're so thankful, Lord, for what you can do for us. And most of all, Lord, we're thankful for what you do for us. Lord, there's not a thing that you have ever failed to do for us that we've needed done. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for being a wonderful Savior. And Lord, I want to gather in the house of the Lord the next service with the saints, and I want to worship you from the depths of my heart. I'm already, Lord, looking forward to that next service. I've been anxious to get back to church, Lord, since the last time we left the last service. I love to go to the house of the Lord. Father, I just pray today you'll give us a hunger and a desire and a thirst and a want to, Lord, to be found with the saints of God in the house of the Lord. Bless our churches and help us to be scriptural founded, Bible-based. Help us, Lord, to be worshipful from the depths of our hearts. Use us for the glory of God, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that's helped us through these years. And we pray, Lord, you'll bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now worship with us as we sing. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. While I sit at His feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. And And I'm going to give you the contact information at the end of the service. Here's one entitled, A Great Homecoming. I saw some people gathering at a church just out of town. They came to hear some preaching and had dinner on the ground. I began to get excited, thinking how it's going to be when we gather for the supper just beyond the crystal sea. You talk about a homecoming, that resurrection morning, when my soul is called to meet him on that day. You talk about a great singing, the angels will be listening when we crown him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Well, I heard it since my childhood that the Lord is back again. We singers sing about it, preachers preach we're near the end. But even though we still are waiting, you know it can't be very long till Gabriel blows his trumpet and we'll all be gathered home. You talk about a homecoming, that resurrection morning, when my soul is called to meet him on that day. You talk about a great singing, the angels will be listening when we crown him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Oh, sing it now. You talk about a homecoming, that resurrection morning, when my soul is called to meet him on that day. Hallelujah. You talk about a great singing, the angels will be listening when we crown him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Oh, what a day that will be. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. She's been here for a long time. We started this broadcast the first Sunday of August, 2005. Thank you for worshiping with us. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for supporting us. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have something you'd like to share with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated. We would like to hear from you. If you have song requests or prayer requests, please send them to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service, and you can contribute with your debit or credit card if you just click the donate button on the front page. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. You talk about a homecoming, that resurrection morning, when my soul is gone to meet him.